Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply soundproof. Soundproof. In the media industry, soundproof rooms are a valuable commodity. Those that are recording albums, those that are filming movies and doing all sorts of things that pertain to a production that involves sound want to do those things in soundproof environments. That means that there are no outside noises that could distract the film. There are no outside noises that could distract the song. You even can remember the images of the director saying, quiet on the set. He didn't even want anybody's voice to be heard other than the one that was speaking at that time. Well, in business, my friends and neighbors, the soundproof concept also has a very strong relevance because it's those individuals who can create environments where they're drowning out the exterior noise that are going to excel in advance. How many times have you been distracted by the noise from the outside, the negativity, the naysayers, the doubters, those individuals who were dissenters? The negativity from the outside oftentimes derails a business far more than any other element. However, those who create soundproof environment are impervious to all the outside noise and have created an ecosystem that allows them to thrive and advance. My friends, I would like to submit to you today that those who can do this are going to not only grow incredible teams, but they'll grow personally and professionally. This lesson today outlines the 5 key elements of creating a soundproof environment, an environment that is free of exterior distraction. Let's begin with our sound acronym, and the S reminds us that we should be surrounded with positivity. How much positivity is surrounding you right now? Are you conscious about how positive people are that are in your immediate circle? When you're surrounded with positivity, that means the people, the words, the songs, the thoughts, the conversations are all geared toward the most optimistic possibilities possible, that there is no negativity in your immediate circle. For example, in a studio, the acoustics are very important. And if the studio is truly soundproof, you can go in that room and you can hear a slight echo. That means that you can hear the words you say come back to you. Is your environment producing an echo? Are the words you're saying coming back to you? Are you hearing you're great, you're excellent, you can do this, you're positive? Are you hearing we're gonna win? There's no obstacle too big, no challenge too great. Are you hearing that in an echo environment where you're saying it and everybody else around you is saying it? My friends, I challenge you to allow those positive words and environments to not only resonate but reverberate throughout your organization. That O in our sound acronym reminds us to optimize opportunities. You see, soundproof rooms are highly sought after, so much so that there is a charge for studio time in soundproof environments. In business, we've got to make the most of every opportunity to expand our vision, to grow our client base, and most importantly, to grow ourselves. Well, you may be wondering, how do I expand or optimize the opportunities, first of all, to grow? There are a few key components to that. We want to make sure that we're focusing on generosity, being the kind of person that's valuable to somebody else. It's also good to research. Nothing grows us quite like research. By reading books, by studying other individuals, by accessing a mentor and things along those lines, we grow by leaps and bounds. Also, open-mindedness is another way that we can optimize opportunities. Don't ever turn your back on something that does not look on the surface like it's an opportunity. Inspect it. Be open-minded. When your team brings you ideas, embrace those ideas and at least give them the courtesy of following through and checking them out. Then also, work ethic is another way that growth is accomplished. When we really buckle down and start to give our all to projects and assignments, then we develop a level of work ethic and consistency, just like the athletes do in the gym, just like those individuals that are working every single day and getting up at the same time, making the commute to work, doing their job, and coming back home. Work ethic does not always have to be based on time clock and supervisors watching us all the time. Work ethic is internal. That's another way to grow. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we optimize opportunities by having superior work ethic. Now, that U in our SOUND acronym reminds us of the importance of understanding the mission. You see, people don't just hang out in studio. They're for a purpose. They know how many songs they're going to record, how many scenes they're going to shoot. It's important for everyone to be on the same page, to show up on time. The question now, my friends, is do you understand your mission? Your mission. You see, people on the outside can easily distract you when you don't know why you're doing what you're doing in the first place. Have you ever taken the time to ask yourself, why is this important to me? Why is it important to others? What difference am I trying to make? What schedule do I need to keep in order to reach my goals? What help do I need in order to make my mission come to fruition? Knowing the reasons behind our actions will make the plans come to life, and it'll mobilize those around us. You see, in a studio, there's a sound tech, there's a lighting team, there's a camera crew, there are makeup artists. All of them have a role to play. They all know what time they need to be there. They all know the importance of their assignments. Does your team know their roles, and most importantly, why are their roles mean so much to you? That N in our SOUND acronym reminds us to do what is necessary. Yes, my friends, everybody wants to release that number one album. Every movie star wants to be in that blockbuster film. However, before all those things take place, there are some necessary steps that have to be followed. Every business owner wants to make the money. Every business owner wants to run the best team. They want to have the best organization. They want to be on the cover of magazines. However, my friends and neighbors, before those things happen, we must do what's necessary. That means that we must manage the time and keep the schedules and organize the calendar. We must solve problems for others and discover our talents in every environment. We must accentuate our strengths. We must do the little things that make the big difference. Yes, my friends and neighbors, in a studio, they make very subtle changes to the pitch and tone of a vocalist. They do certain things with the background and to eliminate that noise and the sound that we hear on the phones and on the music that we play and all our multimedia devices. That sound has been digitally mastered and produced because the studio did what was necessary. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to do the exact same thing. And finally, last but not least, the D reminds us to dream big. Yes, my friends, when people go to the movie and production studios, they typically have major expectations. This includes releasing a number one record or being a part of a blockbuster film. People don't typically invest the time in studio for smaller and significant projects. By the same token, my friends, you want to be able to say, I'm doing something big. Each day for professionals is like a day in studio. It's a day to dream big. It's a day to have lofty ideas and promising plans. Do you have a big dream? Have you shared that dream with those around you? The size of our dreams will drown out all negativity, overcome all obstacles, and conquer any foe. My friends, I challenge you to create the soundproof environment by following these simple steps and make sure that you're dreaming big every day. Listen, I hope that you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.